Alrighty, it is time for the first sports update of the day from Michelle Bishop. Now, this is amazing. Michelle Bishop, she's been to FanFest, she's been to Panthers training, Eels training, you know. Where is she today? Where are you today? A butcher shop, is that right?
Good morning, guys. Narellan Town Centre. Yep, this is the highlight of my career. I'm here to see the way Pride Meats make blue and gold sausages, all in the name of the grand final. Mano, the owner here, is a huge Parramatta supporter, and he's been churning them out all week, and they're absolutely running off the shelves, and they are literally blue and gold. I'll be on Sunrise shortly if anyone wants to actually have a visual of them, and I might be able to send a photo through.
Well, But Michelle, we're doing this morning no socks with suits and all that. Oh, blue sausages. Oh, I think I'm a no. Yeah. I don't think
it's
I can sit down
in the
and
morning.
Play the blue sausages. James, could you?
How are they getting the colour? So they're just dyeing the meat.
Yeah, and it sort of goes through the big mincer, and
have you tried one yet?
It all unfolds. No, we're going to try that at around 8 o'clock. We're going to sizzle one up at around 8 o'clock. But guys, I'm told that you don't put them on the sandwich and bend them because blue and gold never fold.
Can I put you on the spot quickly, Michelle? Were you at the Dally M's last night?
I absolutely was at the Dally M's last night till the early hours of the morning. What a night!
Can I get a vote? Can I get a vote from you, regardless of the football stuff? That's to the side. Best dressed of the night, guy and girl.
Can I actually say I didn't mind Ivan Cleary? He went to a lot of effort. He had a suit that was, I actually can't remember who the suit was by. Yep. He looked absolutely sensational. He looked like he really made an effort, didn't just whack a suit on. Too hard for the girls. I really loved a dress by, Kezia Apps looks beautiful. Isabel Kelly, that dress was remarkable. The electric blue and the way the train sort of, flowed off. But fashion's not the thing.
Well,
they did a pretty good job of it there.
I don't like the socks with, no socks with shoes, guys. I don't like it at the race course. It's so, I can't deal.
So Ivan Cleary, see, if you had him.
He's gone a grey suit.
If 1 year they'd have said, Andrew Voss, who are you dressed by? I would have said, Jim's Hire.
A lot of people did say that.
Don't spill anything on it because I won't get my bond back. That happens. Look, we've got some dramas in grand final week, and this is disappointing. It's around ticket scalpers. I thought the days of the old scalper standing out the front, they were long gone, but apparently not.
Yeah, well, obviously it's because of the demand. It's so high, 80,000 plus, and tickets are being sold online for up to $1,000, which is really sad, guys. There's rules in place. They were set in place by the New South Wales government back in 2018, where you can obviously sell your ticket on, but for no more than making like a 10% profit. So ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis, he's confirmed he'll be taking this particular matter up with the New South Wales government because it's just unfair. It's unfair to the loyal fans and families and those that, just want to be a part of the action because it's totally out of their price reach. So scalpers, what they're doing is they're getting online and they're asking people to direct message them, so slip into their DMs, and that's where the negotiation period sort of goes from there. But as I say, they're demanding up to $1,000 for these tickets, which is just terribly unfair, especially Battle of the West, so much interest in the game. Unfortunately, it's sold out.
Now, Michelle, I have a couple of things. First of all, when you said Narellan, now there'd be listeners outside of the Sydney catchment that perhaps don't know where Narellan is. It is southwest of Sydney. In fact, it's next on from Campbelltown. Camden, you were talking West Tigers territory.
I am.
So that's hurting Tigers fans. That you've found a butcher there who's making the blue and gold sausages. And then Mark says on the text, and I think he's right, he says, sorry, Michelle, you stole that from the Tigers. It's black and gold never fold.
Blue and gold never fold.
So not only are you going to butcher shop in the heart of West Tigers territory, now you're stealing their damn catch cry.
I've got to side with Michelle here because I've seen black and gold fold many a time this season.
Can I tell you that took like about 14 kilometres along the M5 or wherever I was to think of to say, so don't steal the thunder, champ.
Michelle.
I was out that way on the weekend at a kid's birthday party, Smeaton Grange indoor go-karting track, James.
It's good.
Type of activity out here, let me tell you. But if you want to drop into Pride Meats and visit Mano, he's a huge Parramatta supporter. And if you look in the windows, they're 2 kilos for $30 Parramatta sausages.
Look, we might try and catch a word with Mano if he's not too busy. I just want to find out about the blue bit. think we need to talk more. I can't eat a blue sausage, but Mano might convince me. Michelle, you go do your work with Sunrise. Thank you for wearing the two hats today, SEN and Channel 7, and we'll be back at 7:45.
Sure will, guys.
Michelle Bishop there. I've been on location covering plenty of K's in the grand final build-up. Great to get that excitement on the program. I don't know whether James has got a finance report or we might have some other form of desk after this break. What we will have later on the show is Mark O'Neill, former Tigers grand final star from the 05 decider, who is now the general manager of Parramatta. So we're talking grand finals with Mark.